My, my, my. Talking about looking for love in all the wrong places. Do you find yourself feeling like that? Well, I know I do. But you know what? The world is so much bigger than that. In this episode, you'll find out how big the world is and how sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone and even our environment to find the person that is meant for us and we're meant for. Why not invite a friend to listen to the episode with you and also leave some comments at the end. See you inside. Hey, this is Tim Robinson. Looking for affordable life insurance? Get an instant life insurance quote with no medical exams or blood tests starting as low as $7 per month. Visit my website at www.mentormobilitylife.com. At mentormobilitylife.com, we're teaching you how to move forward with your life and the life beyond. That website again is www.mentoringmobility.com.
You should take it to the TIM.
Welcome. Today our subject is about relationships. And I'm going to talk about there is more than what's around you. Most times we will find that we get into relationships, usually with those that are either around us for some specific period of time, whether we grew up with them, they were in the same neighborhood, the same city, whether they did some type of activity that we did together. But it's always a commonality, but usually that commonality puts you into a restricted box. And that restricted box is usually by demographics. Even though with the invention of social media and other things that allow us to be able to be in contact with people that are in a farther distance, we do tend to date and marry someone or just be in a relationship with someone that is connected to us in our limited space. And I said limited space deliberately. The reason I say limited space is because we fail to take into account and even sometimes realize that there is far more out there than what is in our box, what is in our limited space. This is really important when you think about being in a relationship with someone and you're having conflict and you're having friction and you're so in love with this person. You know, they said love makes us do crazy things. It really does. But sometimes we're so in love with this individual. And this individual that we're in love with sometimes takes us through the ringer. Or we may be the one taking someone else through the ringer. You know, let's not just blame this on someone else. Let's take accountability also for ourselves. Relationships is good when the interaction is good between the parties involved. You know, they say that opposites attract. You can go with that if you want. I'm not a strong opposite attracting person because I feel that opposites cause friction. I know when you look at life and you think about the negative and the positive gives balance, and I believe that to be true, But when it comes to me being in relationship with someone, I like someone that thinks similarly to me. Even though I want our strengths and weaknesses to be opposite in most instances, because I want someone that could balance me and I can balance them. So when you look at relationships and you think about what I say being boxed in our lifetime, and even if we live 10 lifetimes, we probably will only meet about 1% or less than 1% of the people in the world. I would say 1/10 of 1% of the people in the world. So if we will only meet about 1/10 of 1% of the people in the world, why do we get so head over heels in love with these people when we're having friction? When our relationship is having problems, we look at this individual like they're the only one in the world. And I think about that a lot when you look at the news and you see a lot of domestic violence and a lot of murders and different things that have to do with having a relationship that is unequally yoked or lopsided or whatever word that you want to use to describe the relationship that you're in or may be in. It is important to realize that the world is so much larger. It's vast. And I don't believe we fall in love with our true partner. I believe we settle for those that are in our atmosphere. Now, this is troubling for some people, especially those that are born and raised in a particular neighborhood. They grew up there. After they get out of school, especially if they have not gone further than high school, and some of them have gone into some college or secondary education, but they tend to stay in the old neighborhood. So they stay in the old neighborhood, they usually find someone to date in the old neighborhood, and that's all they know. It amazes me when you find that there are people that were born and raised in a certain place, a certain city or state, and that city or state is all they ever seen. Being born and raised in Philadelphia, it would surprise me if I found out someone has not gone as far as New Jersey or Maryland. You know, our neighboring states to Pennsylvania. But there are some people that all they know is their neighborhood. All they know is the people that they have been surrounded by. I look at my relationship also with my siblings, and when you look at us and you talk with us, you would see that I've ventured out a little bit more than them. I've always been inquisitive, meaning I ask a lot of questions, but I also have been a person that has been an explorer. I love history. I love finding out about culture and nationalities and languages and finding out all these different things that make the world so vast. That's probably the main reason that I love traveling so much. I love to travel, just to fly all over the world. Actually, I could probably fly every day. And that would surprise a lot of people, I'm pretty sure, because I have a little bit of a phobia to heights and to bridges. Even though as I'm getting older, I see that that's lessening. But a lot of people would say, well, you don't like heights, you don't like bridges, but you fly. I love to fly. It's just something about being up in the air is so peaceful to me. And it's like, I'm just like in another dimension when I fly. My mind is open, my mind is free, I can think, I have clarity of thought. I love to have the window seat. But if I can't get the window seat, I prefer to be in the aisle. I don't like the middle seat, even though a recent flight I was in the middle seat and it wasn't as bad as I expected it to be. So I was okay with it. But I usually like to have the window because I like to see the changes in the scenery as we fly along. And in my mind, I'm in anticipation. I'm anticipating what would be the experience when I get to where I'm going. I'm always looking forward to the adventure. I'm looking forward to what type of cuisine does it have where I'm going? What is the atmosphere? What is the weather? How are the people? Are they friendly? How is the aesthetics? Is it a beautiful place to look at? What type of history, museums, cultures does it have in the places that I'm going? I love that. It's something that excites me. And that's the reason that I love to travel so much. But I also love to travel because I find that wherever I go, I find someone or someones that I find to be attractive. You know, I'm a single man, so my eyes are going to look. And they're going to look even when we're married or in relationships. Looking is one thing, but touching is another. Would you agree? So anyway, when I look and I see all the beautiful faces all over the world, I sometimes think about those that are in relationships that are friction. Those that feel that I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord, I can't do without you. Even though you're living through a living hell, you can't do without them. But when you think about it, you have not seen 0.1% of the world. It is vastly impossible, grossly impossible to see even a higher percentage of people on this globe. We're not talking about just your country, United States, wherever you may be over around the world, Europe. We're talking about the world. Your soulmate could be thousands of miles away from you, waiting for you two to come together and to meet. But that means you have to get out there. And you have to make yourself available. And you got to have an open mind. Because if you have an open mind, it will allow you to draw in the energy of the one that you are to be connected with. We do love those that we are in relationships with. I believe that. I believe you don't just get someone and this is my wife, this is my husband, and I love them, and just say that to be said. I do believe that we love the ones that we're with, but I don't believe that we're always with the one that we should be with. I believe we have kind of settled for the ones that were in our proximity. And sometimes we settle because we're getting older and we feel that it is important that we find someone and settle down and marry and have children and, you know, all of these things, which is wonderful because the population needs to increase. Well, now, right now, they say we probably are running out of resources. But, you know, these are some things that we are supposed to do. We are supposed to manifest. But maybe you have settled in the process and not really opened yourself and made yourself available for the one that you were meant to be with. Maybe your mind is not as open as it would or should or could be. Maybe you have someone, a family member, a friend, that's pushing you towards someone because they may think that your clock is going on and you should get married and you should this and that and whatever. And then you find someone and y'all have certain things in common and then you say, oh, I'm in love, but you're settling. So I feel that we shouldn't settle, number one. And number two, I believe that in order for a relationship to work, you got to have things in common. And even though you have things that are different because we are two different individuals, those things that are different should be a balance that can balance you guys out, complementary to one another. Because all outside of that and otherwise, you are accepting someone and you're giving up the someone for you just to accept and to settle for someone that is there. So don't settle. Take a little bit more time to look for and find the one that connects with you. I don't really truly believe in having a long distance relationship. That's not something that I really believe in. I'm not really into long distance relationships. And I know that I'm not going to move anywhere for love. I've actually did it before, but I'm not going to move anywhere for love. And I don't want anybody to pack up their things and move anywhere for me. But I may go somewhere, which I do plan on exploring a little bit further than where I'm at. And I may meet the one that's for me there. Because I'm open to it. And I'm available for it. So stretch your mind, open up your heart, and allow yourself to be available for the one that is for you, not the one that you're settling for because of your proximity. There's someone out there for everyone. Take your time, do it right, and be with the one that's for you. Hey, have you started saving real money yet? No, not that fiat currency. I said real money. Money of the gods. I'm talking about silver and gold. And you can save it incrementally by saving just 1 ounce of silver per month. Why not set it up automatically to come to you so you know for sure that you have it? And only 1 ounce of silver per month, you would be surprised at what it will give you and your family now and in generations to come. Visit www.isavesilver.com and set up your silver and gold account today. Again, that website is www.isavesilver.com. Remember, this is the money of the gods. Thanks for giving me your greatest asset, which is your time, and joining me in this episode. Look at the library of episodes that have passed and stay tuned for episodes to come. Again, thank you. See you soon.